about half an hour.
Now that's a different story. Cheers, Madis.
Bye-bye.
The reason we ask, well, we're looking into how much water we're wasting. And, well, I'm a quick shower in the morning, if at all. It's a sink wash sometimes in the morning, I have to admit. But we're asking if you're a bit of a water baby and if you like to spend ages in the shower, even if you're showering right now, are you aware of how much water exactly you are using?
Well, there's a good chance it could be too much. The Olympic athlete Chris Sakabusi and Chris Phil Potter with us on the show to explain. Chris is from Waterwise. Morning, both.
Hey, how you doing, Tim? How you doing, Marion?
How yeah.
Good morning.
Chris with a K and Chris with a C. I think that's probably
kicking
the easiest way to do it.
There you go.
Let's do kicking cut first of all. Now, look, you're an athlete, you're an Olympian. You must spend ages in the shower.
You're having a giraffe, aren't you, Tim? No, I'm in and out, mate. I don't take long at all. I haven't got time to be wasting hanging around in the shower. I love my life too much. I've got too much going on. I work quickly. Everything I do is quick, big guy.
Chris from Waterwise, then. Come on, you've nagged us out of having too many baths now because we're using too much water. Let us have a shower in peace.
Yeah, I mean, we're not stopping people taking showers at all. In the past, we've seen people moving from having baths to having showers, and that's absolutely fantastic. And actually, our research suggests that people are taking quicker showers than they actually think. And that's fine. We as an organisation, Waterwise, we're not the shower police. We're not trying to say, you know, take a 5-minute shower. We're just trying to encourage people to think a little bit about the water they use and where it comes from. And if you don't need to spend hours in the shower every single day, then don't do that.
My Uncle Michael actually is the shower police. I once showered at his house in Dublin and he stood outside with a clock and he knocked on the door when my 10 minutes were up and switched off the immersion thingy that went very cold very quickly. Oh, I'm not lying.
That sounds a bit harsh to me. Yeah, I don't think we'd want to be doing that.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Probably not a nice way, but there you go.
So is 10 minutes the average around here in these parts?
The average for your area is about 11 minutes, actually.
Oh, we could do a bit better then. My Uncle Michael needs to get on the case, doesn't he?
I wouldn't know how long a shower took. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Take a stopwatch in then, do you think? Or just be a little bit more aware of it in slightly more serious tones?
Well, you can use a shower timer, actually. There's really neat devices which you can put in your shower which just help you think a little bit more about how long you're in there for. They generally run for around 4 minutes, but there's no reason why you can't turn them over a couple of times if you want to spend a bit longer in there.
Did you say turn over?
Turn the egg timer over.
They're like little egg timers.
See, the thing is, if you've got to wash your hair as well, that's it. Then you go into overtime.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I don't have a problem with hair. I mean, I'm one of those. I'm one of those bald-headed guys. But, you know, I just don't know what somebody would do in a shower for sort of like 10, 15 minutes.
Contemplate.
Do you want a list?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about you, Tim. Let's not go there, my friend. But, yeah, you know, I mean, in the morning, there's so much to be doing. I mean, you know, if you've got children, they need to be getting ready. If you've got work to get to, you need to be, you know, getting off to that. I mean, breakfast, I'd rather spend more time eating my breakfast than having a shower. You know, I can do a shower within 3 or 4 minutes. I was really surprised to find that some people can shower 15, 30 minutes. But a great thing coming out of the research is, you know, what you just said, Marion, you're taking 10 minutes. Many people think they take longer than they actually do. And that then generally sort of fosters an idea, well, we can all take time in the shower. But if people realise that actually most people are able to shower within 10, 11 minutes, then maybe that will encourage other people who do take 15, 20 minutes to think about what they are doing they don't necessarily need to be doing.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's boil this down to a battle of the sexes. Who is longest in the shower? Us vain blokes who want to scrub every single little part, or kind of women like Maz who's got kind of quite a lot of hair and the hair will take quite a long
on
time
my
to
head.
Wash.
Timbo, you know the answer to that question. You know that Marion spends her time in the shower much more than you do, buddy. Don't even bother going there.
I never timed it. The restraining order put a stop to that one, unfortunately.
It's quite interesting, actually, because obviously, there's the myth that women do spend longer in the shower than men, but our research suggests that it's not actually that different, and there was only about a 39-second difference between men and women.
39 seconds.
So there you go.
What could you do in 39 seconds?
Well, Usain Bolt could run 400 metres in that bad time, I reckon.
Once again, I could give you a list. Chris Sakabusi, thanks for joining us on the show. Chris Philpott from Waterwise with Tim and Marion on BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. I love the idea of the shower police.
It's not funny. You should know. You don't want your uncle knocking on the door saying, come on, time's up, love.
Literally, the shower police. Which begs the question, though, where would they put the flashing light?